of designing.
Hello, good evening. My name is Luis from Opinion Research. We're conducting statewide opinion public opinion poll. We would like to know if you are a legal resident of Ohio.
What is this for?
This is for a survey for about firearms.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Are you able to proceed with the survey?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir, for that. I really appreciate it. My name for today is Luis, and thank you for taking my call. Are you at least 18 years old and legal resident of Ohio, sir?
I am.
Thank you. Also, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
I am.
Thank you. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
I do.
Thank you. The following question, it says, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as child, cannot be reasonably gain access to it? Would you support or oppose? Yes, sir?
That's a very broad question, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
So you're asking me if I support a firearm, if it should be in a container at all times?
Right. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I don't support that.
You don't support. So you oppose?
I oppose, correct.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it, sir. And thank you for being so kind answering the survey, right? The following question, sir, it says, would you support or oppose state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child involved accidental shootings? Would you support or oppose, or are you undecided on the question?
Can you ask me that one more time?
Yes, sir. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child involved accidental shootings?
I would oppose that.
Oppose that. Thank you. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm among youth?
I would support that.
Support that. Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns?
I would support that.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines security storage to include a lock safe, a lock container or case, and also a lock box or other device that is designed to be, or which can be used to store a firearm? Would you support or oppose any of the three questions?
I would oppose to the last question.
Okay, thank you. Also, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via keg lock combination, combination lock or biometric identifier such as fingerprint?
Just because? I don't understand that question.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a stateless requiring that the storage be accessible via, for example, a K-lock or a combination lock? Do you support it, or do you support the K-lock option, or oppose that, or if you support the biometric identifier such as the fingerprint?
I would oppose all of that.
Oh, okay. Thank you. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as locked safe, a case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or it should not also be required to be loaded?
I would require that, yes.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in a locked safe or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure? If it is equipped with a cable or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it?
Would I think that is secure? Yes, I would.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
I would oppose that.
Oppose that. Thank you. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the security storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Say that one more time.
Yes, sir. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it is also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the security storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
I would... What's the opposite of oppose?
Yeah, you can support it or oppose, or you can
support. I would support that.
You support it?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Would you support it or would you oppose?
These questions are crazy. Repeat that one more time.
Yes, sir. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
I would oppose that.
Oppose that. Thank you for your answer, sir. We're about to finish, and thank you so much for the patience, sir. Prosecutors have a discretion to legally decide if or not to file charges in a particular cases. Would you support or oppose law requiring prosecutors to formally every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision for an adult?
I would oppose that.
Oppose
I'm
that.
Sorry, I would support that. Sorry, support.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charge filed against an adult gun owner, in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
I would oppose that.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I choose not to answer that one.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, sir. Also, the last question, sir, may I know what is your age?
I will say between 40 and 50.
Okay,
I don't know if that's an option. But, yeah.
It's okay. Thank you so much for that. And also, one of the last questions, which of the following best describes your race or intensity?
I would prefer not to answer that as well.
Oh, okay. It's okay. Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or, yeah, your gender?
Yeah, I would consider myself human.
Human. Okay, sir. Okay. So thank you very much for being so kind, sir, with me. This concludes our survey. That's everything right for today, and thanks again for your help, and your opinion was very important for us, and this is the survey about, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice day, and sorry, good night, and thank you so much for taking the call, sir.
Thanks. You're welcome. Bye.
Have a nice day, sir.